This is KERA News. I'm Courtney Collins. There's a North Texas church with some unusual outreach programs. At Denton Bible Church, there's the SWAT team, a group of folks who help clean up storm debris. And then there's the cattle ministry. At this pasture in Sanger, kids hang off creaky fences and insects bounce and click in the grass. It's good, solid farm noise. The herd of cattle, though, surprisingly peaceful. You have to strain your ears to make out a moo. As strange as it sounds, these animals belong to a church. Denton Bible Church started this cattle ministry 10 years ago.
There was a couple at our church that donated two cows to us and told us, you can have them, but don't kill them. So we decided to breed them and raise our own.
Kim Clark is the president of Beef Supply. That's the nonprofit that runs the production side of the cattle ministry. The herd is up to 62 animals, which is almost ideal. Two are slaughtered each month, which produces a substantial amount of ground beef.
About 40,000 quarter pounders a year, so 40,000 servings of beef a year out of this herd currently.
Most of this land has been donated. Same goes for hay and cattle feed. Clark says that's made managing the herd pretty cost effective.
It's incredible. We've paid for insurance, we've paid for accountants, and we've paid for attorneys to set everything up, and everything else is pretty much donated.
If Beef Supply is the front end of this operation, the church's Vision Ministries is the back end. Michael Pirtle is the director.
All the meat comes through Vision Ministries. We distribute it to other partner agencies in the community. All of our clients, when they come in to shop for groceries, we have a food pantry there at Vision Ministries. They take home at least 3 pounds of our hamburger meat.
And Pirtle says the meat is much higher quality than what you can get at the supermarket, for one simple reason. These burgers are made with steak.
They're taking out the choice cuts, the steaks and everything, and selling those. And we just grind 100% of that up. And so the meat that you're getting from the cattle ministry is going to be better than the hamburger meat that you're going to buy at a grocery store. And our neighbors seem to love it. We've had no complaints.
Because low-income families often struggle to afford high-quality meat, and food pantries don't always have fresh beef, folks with the cattle ministry saw an easy fix. And while a fridge full of hamburger won't solve hunger in Denton County, it'll help.
Anytime you go to the grocery store, the most expensive part of someone's grocery bill is going to be either fresh produce or fresh protein. And so this was just kind of an idea of a way to serve those in need.
Raising cattle for beef to feed the hungry sounds like a straightforward idea, but it's not like this ministry would work just anywhere. Cows need space and experienced handlers. Pirtle says that's the advantage of having farmers in the church flock and a Denton address.
Our church is in a unique position where we're kind of on the northern end of the metropolitan area, and so everything north of here is, you start to see some open land, and so we can do what we do because of kind of where God has uniquely situated us.
The ministry workers hope their herd continues to grow. Kim Clark says they'd love to up their output to 50,000 servings each year.
You're never going to run out of hungry people to feed. You're never going to run out of people that need to hear about Jesus. And that's the two things we're trying to do.
Because Clark says you can't go wrong when you mix ministry and meat. Courtney Collins, KERA News.